Control then becomes the issue of the hour. Studying the scriptures without letting the Holy Spirit teach us puts us in control. He always takes us to Jesus. Going to the one the scriptures point to puts him in control. In other words, when the Bible is an end unto itself, it gives us a measure of learning, but no personal transformation. One of the primary issues that Jesus had with the scribes and Pharisees was their approach to the scriptures. They were very learned by the educational standards around them. They could quote, recite, and teach others the commands of God, along with the commands they created from what they thought God wanted. But they could not do what they taught others to do. There was no impartation of grace that actually enabled them to obey the word they studied. The bottom line was that they had no relationship with the person they studied about. Therefore, there was no enablement to obey. They missed the most important part of the life they thought they had said yes to live in, enjoy, and give away God's love. They were not even close. I love God's word so much. It is alive. It speaks. The more I read, the more I want to read. Hunger for wisdom and understanding has to be the most natural hunger there is for the disciple of Jesus. Reading the Bible with my heart wide open moves me to greater surrender in pursuit of the one all the scriptures point to, Jesus. It is good for me to remember that if, for some reason, hunger wanes, there is a practical solution. In this kingdom, you get hungry by eating. Prayer. Father, I love the gift of hunger you have given me. I trust you never to give me a stone instead of bread. All my trust is in you. You are the perfect Father, the God of perfect love, delighting in us beyond our ability to delight in ourselves.